These are the days of grace, but not as many in the church measure grace. These are the days of grace, the ability to overcome by my strength, the willingness and ability to say yes to all that is required both by your inner man and by my spirit. Many have been given instructions that are for today. Those instructions that were received yet not acted on are for today. Those instructions that are ongoing are for today. And that which is known to be done, and that which is known as something to walk away from, those instructions are for today. If you sit in judgment of one another, I am not in that. If you harbor offense and hold grudges against one another, I am not in that. If you brag about your past and the nature of your flesh, I am not in that. I am in humility. I am in kindness. I am in holiness. I am in all that is good and pure and true. I am love. That which is of the flesh, I am not in that, but I am in all that is done to leave those ways behind. Mortification and holiness and sound doctrine, I am in that. I am in all that is true and pure and holy and good. Accountability has come to those who seek me by my spirit, and the measure of mercy many have been walking in is now changing to a measure of accountability, and grace is available to walk in it. Mercy is needed for those who are of a certain age, but when an age of accountability is reached, the same measure of mercy is no longer necessary. So it is with those who have been following after me and asking for all that I have. Grace, grace, and more grace is for today. The inward man delights after the things of God, but the flesh is enmity toward God. Life as it has been known is changing, and life that is laser-focused, surrendered, holy, and believing is the standard for today's living. I speak to a people who want to live not as their own, but as my own people, called after my name and submitted to my will and my ways, yielded to serve me at all costs. Therefore, this year will require more of you than in previous years. For that which you have given to me, your life, is being placed anew on the altar of my will and my ways. Much will be offered up as a pleasing sacrifice in the days ahead on behalf of my will and my word. These are the days of revival, and the last steps are being taken of forsaking all to follow after me. I am wooing and calling a people whose heart's cry is to live by not my will, but your will be done. A people whose cry is, your kingdom come and your will be done in my life and in the earth. All bragging rights are gone, for the only thing to offer me is my life within you. For the works that you do are not your works, but the works of your Father who dwells in you by the glory of the Son. I am bringing forth a holy, dedicated, discerning people who are emerging from the shadows of the schooling of my Spirit. And this emerging shall be without shame, for it shall be pure. It shall be holy. It shall be a disciplined people who walked in the nature of love. Now is the time for humbly bowing before me, that I might further my work in you. For you are my workmanship, created for good works. It is my joy to have a people who have come to me to be set apart for my use by the work of my Spirit. Let my Spirit finish the separation. Finish this next step into the understanding of our union and my life in you. Allow my love to flow in greater measure to you and through you, for this is required in all that we will do. Great grace is available each day. Your accountability is measured by the receiving of my great grace, and this is pleasing to me. Be filled with my joy at the separation that will be taking place in the days ahead. Be filled with my joy at the measures of grace you will be receiving. Be filled with my joy at the chastening set before you. That is my love for you. Be filled with my joy, for that which I ask of you is that which you have been asking for in me. Revival shall come, and those who are set apart in my love by the work of my Spirit shall thrive in the days ahead. These are great days to be alive in me. These are great days of expectancy. For great shall be the work of my Spirit in the earth through a people who have endured by His grace. Stay strong. Your best days are ahead.